This is KERA News. KERA and the Dallas Morning News are collaborating to document COVID's impact on arts and culture in North Texas. Now, 18 months in, we asked artists to reflect on how their work has evolved during the pandemic. In the second of a series of audio postcards, Morning News freelancer Juliana Morano asked Gabby Alvesi, the executive director of Dallas Youth Poets, about how she uses poetry to help young people.
I always tell the kids going to Brave New Voices that it's about the experience. When we get there, it's not about the poems. You're here to like enjoy the experience. You're here to hear other people. You're here to make friends. You're here to like, you know, be engulfed in this whole creative mass of people, right? It's something that you cannot experience anywhere else. When there are hundreds of kids just like you, they have the same interest that you have, and everybody around you is doing the same thing, right? And it's not weird. You have all of this like eccentric makeup, and like you're meeting people who are on your same level, and it's really hard to find that, especially, you know, being weird, quirky, or queer kids in the South. It's kind of hard to find your place. But them not being able to go to like make friends and, like I said, be engulfed in that experience, that was more important at the end of the day.
My kids ask me, how do I heal? They come to me, hands torn, heart shattered, pens ready to suture their scars. I explain, healing starts on the page, moves to the stage, but ends with yourself. I'm still learning to grasp that concept.
I was really, really mad when I wrote that poem. One of the lines I say is breaching my body for
people who never deserve the taste of my blood on their skin.
We were all in such a dark space, or at least me and my kids were. Like, we were all kind of stuck in like an angry place. And I wrote that poem and I was like, you know, like the horrible thing about healing is that like you do have to open those scars, right? And the crazy thing about being a poet is that we do it so many times, like they stick with us, like they're never gone.
So when my kids ask me how they can heal, I tell them to write like you've been mute too long and it's time.
Eventually you're not scared anymore. Eventually it's just a story. Eventually it's just like a thing you went through. Like, hey, yeah, you're miserable right now, but like you can still do something of value. Like no matter how distraught I am, at least I can run a poem. At least I could get on a stage and spit a poem. When all is left in the world, at least we had a poem to give, you know? I do remind, especially the kids that get on the team, that spitting the poem on a stage, like you went through something hard, you wrote about it, and now you're sharing it, that's not going to fix it. Poems are not the end all be all, they're not the solution. Healing does not end with you sharing the story. It ends when you start actually mending the wound, you know? We're gonna get poems out regardless. Like, as creative beings, that's like not an option.
Gabby Alvesi is a poet and mentor with Dallas Youth Poets. You can hear their poetry at artandseek.org. Dallas Morning News freelancer Jeff Whittington produced this story, which also appears on dallasnews.com.